Go to the Word Radio broadcast, Ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 2 Peter, and we're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Jesus is on a rescue mission, always has been. Preached to the ancient world before the flood for 120 years, and nobody got on the boat. Not me. I'm not getting on the ark. Those people are crazy. You go ahead and you go with that. See how it works out. They said, never rain, ain't going to rain. It rained, and they all drowned and washed away. Say, well, everything's continued as it was in the days. Well, Peter's going to talk about that at the end of the book, so we'll save that one. The Bible says in verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. So he said, we have this voice that we heard. We had these things that we saw. And now he says, we also have a more sure word of prophecy. When you read that, I would read it from the New King James to smooth it out. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, is how we could read this. We have a more sure word of prophecy. We have a confirmed word. He said he would come. He came. He said where he'd be born. He was born there. He said where he would die. He died there. He said how he would die. He died something that wasn't even in the world 500 years before Jesus was on the earth. He was going to be crucified between two thieves. And he's going to make his grave with the rich. And he was going to do this and this and this. His face was going to be marred more than any man's. They beat him. They plucked out his beard. They spat upon him. They mocked him. And who hath believed our report, Isaiah 53 says. Who hath even believed it? And to whom hath the Lord revealed his right arm? Jesus. I hope he revealed him to you. Remember that song, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? If your mind says, no, I wasn't there, I mean, how could I be there? Well, if you weren't there, you probably haven't been saved yet. It's when you go back and see it, and the Holy Spirit animates the reality of what he did for your soul, because your soul demanded damnation forever. That's what he demands. You say, I don't know. Well, you might want to look into it a little bit further, because Jesus is the only way out. He said, I am the way. No man comes to the Father but by me. So the New King James says this, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed. We have it confirmed. Which you do well to heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. I find it fascinating that he says in your hearts. I can see the day star rising. It's the morning star. It's like when everything's really, really dark. Guess what? When it's really, really dark and the morning breaks, that's a pretty cool thing to watch. If you go on the road or somewhere in the flatlands or over in the ocean, you look out over there, all of a sudden, boom! Jesus is going to do that when he comes back in the clouds with his armies. But we're not going to have that kind of a situation. We're going to have him taking us in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, caught up in the clouds to be with him. It's going to be immediate, and we're going to be translated, and we're going to be transformed. This corruptible is going to put on incorruption. This mortal is going to put on immortality. Death's going to be swallowed up of life, and we're going to be with him forever. That's the full-bodied truth. You say, how can you believe that? I can believe that because Jesus was seen about 500 brethren at once after he was resurrected. The church was born in Jerusalem, where they crucified him 50 days earlier. How can you get 3,000 people to say, okay, I believe? Because he rose from the dead. That's how. And when he rose from the dead, the church was born in Jerusalem, and then it was born with 3,000, and then after that, 5,000, then a great multitude. Jesus is alive! Wow! And because that's true, I know the stuff that hasn't come true yet will, and I'm actually seeing it line up. You won't be able to buy or sell without a mark on your hand or forehead. Could never have been the whole world like that. It's there. It's in the wings. It's on the shelf. It's right there. We can go get the patents. We can see it. Beloved, I'm telling you the story of the ages, and we're here at this point in time. You get to be witnesses, like Peter was a witness to his day. When they get us to heaven, Peter's going to be there. And we're going to say, man, what was it like on the mountain? He's going to say, wait a minute. What was it like when they were doing stuff like you saw? Because you saw stuff where you could look at a piece of glass and see people on the other side of the earth. How did you even keep your bearings? Exactly. Peter's writing to that now. We listen to you, Peter. We listen to you. We kept reminding ourselves and waking ourselves up because this was the good stuff. He says we have a more sure word of prophecy, and you can do well to take heed as to a light that shineth in a dark place. You realize how dark it is? I mean, is it getting darker? What? I mean, the world is dark, man. I mean, the TV is constantly spewing at you lie after lie after lie. Everything they say is a lie. Somebody said, well, they said, listen, whatever the news is telling you, just figure it's the other thing, okay? Because they're not telling you the truth. Why? Because they're paid stooges to say what they're told to say. They're reading a script. These people aren't reporting. They're reading. And therefore, the narrative is something that's laid bare, and you should be able to see what it is. Look at your reality and look at what they're saying. And yet people can't do that sometimes because they, first of all, don't want to. And secondly, because they just don't know how. And the Bible says you need to do this as being in a dark place, he says, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Now you see, we have to get ourselves to the place where Jesus is the light inside of us. If your light be single, your whole body's full of light. Once you get this thing down, the whole body's full of light. Now you're seeing. The Bible talks about, we'll be under that man whose light is darkness. You know something, but you're telling all the wrong things because you know some stuff. Do you know the devil read the Bible? That God surely said. He knew what God said. He made Eve say it, and he started game playing it. The devil has read the Bible. He knows what's coming. That's why it says when he's cast out of heaven in the middle of the tribulation, he knows that he only has a little bit of time. And he only got 42 months. Woe be unto the world, for the devil has come down unto you. When that day star rises in your heart, he says, that's when you're getting it. You're figuring it out. You're not just kind of surviving. You're kind of riding the wave. You're saying, hey, I know what's going on. And I just need to keep my head up because the people around me need me to. Yeah, it's hard. The Bible talks about people sighing and crying before Israel fell. When Jerusalem was going to fall, there were people in that city who sighed and cried every day. They wept in their closet. Don't weep in your world. Weep in your closet. Get in there and say, God, I'm so sorry about the children that are being mutilated. I'm so sorry about the body parts that are being sold. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, God. I'm so sorry for my country. I loved my country. It was a beautiful thing. You did some great things here, Father. Thank you for that. We can look back and see good things. And they're telling you all that's a lie, too. Everything's a lie. You've never been told the truth all your life. And now you're just like, what? Listen, he that hears my words and does them, Jesus said, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the winds blew and the waves came. And that house stood, for it was founded upon a rock. Do not listen to this world. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He says, we know this first and foremost, that no prophecy of the Scriptures is of any private interpretation. That means you are a child of God. You don't need a Gnosticistic person who calls himself a Mason with a triangle and a G, which means Gnosticism, to give you some deeper knowledge. You've got the Word of God right in front of you. People who start saying they're smarter than everybody else, rain on them. If they don't quote the Scriptures, or if they come out with things against the Bible, you just say no. No, got nothing for you. There have been cults ever since the beginning of times. Deeper knowledge. In Ephesus, the Bible says in the book of Acts, they brought all their dark books and they put them out and burn them on fire. So this may be some things you need to stop letting influence you if it's keeping you unsteady in your Christian walk. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That's 1 John. Talks about the people who said you had to have a special anointing to understand it. He says no. You have the Holy Spirit. You have an anointing from God, the Holy Spirit. He will lead you into truth. He's your God. And if you take the Bible and you internalize it, He will take and put it together for you in just the way you need Him to. But you have to do your side of it. Add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your manliness knowledge, to your manliness knowledge. That's what the word virtue means. And He says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The words that they were moved means they were carried along. And even funny because he says, I'm going to set forth a very concise record here. You know, I told you about that a moment ago. He's going to write his gospel in here. Maybe he was in the midst of doing it while he was saying this to these guys because they needed a quick word. He's putting together a concise word, and as he's doing it, he's saying, man, that was good. I don't even know what I was writing. I'm writing with my personality and all my things, but there it is. Wow! That that was fun. I remember that like just wow. Because God was carrying them. The Greek word in 1 Timothy is the word theos neustos. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration. The word inspiration is theos, that's God, neustos, you know, pneumatic, breathe. God breathes. God breathes. And every word of Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. So you need to get your doctrine down for reproof. And then it says for correction, because you do tend to get things wrong early on, especially. You're trying to parse it before you're old enough. You don't have it. But if you keep reading, you'll figure some stuff out. And it says for instruction in righteousness. You're supposed to be in righteousness. That's where you're going. Righteous behavior, righteous life. And the Bible says that the man of God may be perfect. You must be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. This is saying, the Word of God is what's able to get you there. It'll tell you all about Jesus, who is our righteousness. It'll tell you all about Jesus, who died for your sin, who imputes to you righteousness. So you can be righteous in Him. In the knowledge of Him, you have grace, you have mercy. And I'm telling you, God gave us everything we need that we would be thoroughly outfitted, perfectly, thoroughly furnished, thoroughly outfitted unto, listen, all good works. So what are you supposed to be doing? Good works. You say, well, I don't work to be saved. I don't believe in good works. I don't believe in being saving either. But once I got saved, He let me be able to do some good works. I can do something now. Do you know there are people who can't go on to certain job sites because they don't have the clearance? You don't have the clearance to do good works until you're saved. Because everything you do repeats back to whatever else you believe. You say, well, I don't believe in God, or I don't know if you can know, but I'll do good works just to hedge my bets. That's not good enough, because you're just telling everybody you don't know you can know. And so your gospel is you can't know. Think about it. You and I all are preaching something. You're preaching something. You're telling your friends, you're telling your family, you're telling people around you at work how you believe. And it's either going to add to their edification or it's going to result in their devastation, because they're going to believe you and they're going to follow you and you're going to be another amen to their wrong moves. Listen, the Bible says every idle word is going to be brought into judgment. It's the same word for barren up here. Idle word. Every idle word is going to be brought into judgment. See, guys, we are God's people. We're not here for nothing. We have a sure word. That's what He said. More sure word. We have a searchable word. You can go find it and remind yourself. We have a specific word. It is a poem. It is absolutely complete from top to bottom, from back to forth, to up to down, all around. It is there. You go find those prophecies. You trace them out. You'll find Jesus is right on target every time. Every single time. So, I say to you that the Bible is a declaration of God's heart in a way that nothing else could have been. There's a man named Francis Bacon. He wrote these words. Reading maketh a full man. Conference maketh a ready man. The writing maketh an exact man. And when God put down things on the Scriptures, He said, test me and know if I am God. Go in there and if you can unwrap it. And everybody who's ever tried with a good heart going in there, they have found themselves converted. Because they never really knew what they thought they knew. They knew wrong. And beloved, if you'll just love Jesus, He'll love you back. He'll take you. Whoever shall come to me, I will in no way cast out. Listen, He's not up here thinking that you can step up and be good. No, you can't be good. That's the thing. You need Jesus. Just like I needed Jesus. And when I found Him, He changed my life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And that can be, well, that can be you today if you're not saved. Would you bow with me for a moment?
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts. And I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30. We hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.